Annie climbed onto the back of the cloud dragon. She sat between two of the dragon's shark-like fins. Jack climbed on behind her. He gripped the fin in front of him as if he were holding on to the horn of a saddle.
"Fly over the fire," yelled Annie. "Make rain."
"Lots of it," shouted Jack.
The cloud dragon slid off the mountain ledge. Jack trembled with cold as the monster slithered through the freezing sea of clouds like a snake through the grass. Above Edo, Jack looked down. Billowing black smoke and red flames shot into the dawn sky.
"Now, rain now," Jack said.
The cloud dragon reared back her head. Great black clouds flowed from her mouth. The clouds spread across the sky. There was a crack of thunder and a flash of lightning. Then rain began to pour down on the city. The dragon twisted her head this way and that. More clouds blew from her mouth, and more rain fell on the burning city of Edo. As the dragon slithered through the sky, breathing out mountains of storm clouds, rain fell on the flat lands of the rice fields, on the imperial garden, the samurai castles, the fish market, and the great bridge. Rain fell on the floating world of inns and stages, tea houses, temples, and farms. Rain fell on the lumber yard, and the pine forest, and the canals. Slowly the rain washed away all the smoke and flames. Even after the fires of Edo no longer flickered, the cloud dragon breathed more black clouds, and the rain kept falling, falling steadily, soaking the gardens and fields, filling the shallow rivers and dried-up ponds.
"The fire's out!" Jack shouted.
"Take us to Basho's!" Annie yelled to the dragon.
The cloud dragon twisted her giant body. She slid through the dark clouds. Then she reared up until Jack and Annie couldn't hold on any longer, and they were falling backward, somersaulting through the air.
Splash! Splash!
Jack sank to the bottom of the river. He flailed his arms and struggled to the surface. His head bobbed up. He spewed out water and gasped for air. He had lost his glasses. He dove back down and grabbed them from the river bottom, then swam back to the surface. Treading water, he wiped his glasses, then put them on.
"Hi,"
Annie yelled. She was holding the wand in the air above the water.
"Hi," Jack yelled back.
Jack and Annie swam toward the bank of the river. They swam until their feet could touch bottom. Then they dragged themselves out of the water and collapsed on the muddy bank. They had lost their socks and sandals. Their silk kimonos clung to their bodies. Dripping wet, they gasped for breath and looked up at the sky. Big drops of rain splashed on their faces. There was no sign of the cloud dragon, but the cool rain kept falling, bathing the floating world of Edo.